welcome to the Hero from Cosplay Sanctuary. This is your host, Scotty B. You know, I really do like doing the intro voice. It's just a lot of fun. And you can go and visit and go online and see all the things and get to all the spaces and go and follow us on YouTube because we don't charge you. You just do it. So go and click the buttons. Go click the buttons. It's just right on your phone. You're always on your phone anyways. Just go click the buttons. It's fine. It'll take a few seconds. And you'd just be scrolling through stuff and clicking anyways. Like, it's the same action. So just take it somewhere else, right? We've been talking this week about cosplay traps. There'll be a video out at the end of the week about it. We've talked about setting the traps and becoming a gatekeeper. We talked about the cosplay trap of the fame monster and the validation metrics of cosplay, the dopamine hits of cosplay, which can be very dangerous to your health in general. But that there are main traps that you can avoid. Don't support a cosplayer. That's part of the con, you know, like giving, you know, donating to their PayPal or making sure that they have another cosplay, whatever the case may be, you know, that you're not getting anything for that. Don't look for things in return, you know, anything that you donate, whether, you know, whatever worthy cause that you're donating to, never look for things in return. Like if you donate to, you know, the United Health Fund or if you, there are so many charities. If you donate to charity, don't look for something in return. Like, that's not what they're there for. That's not what they're doing. You might get, like, a t-shirt or something, but it's not like you donate $50 to charity and, like, suddenly someone from that organization has to be your best friend for the rest of their life. They're, like, that's not how it works. You're donating because you believe in the cause. So believe in the cause. Believe in what this person's about, and that's that, if that's what you want it to be. But don't fall into the trap. Don't trap yourself. And don't do it unless you can afford to do it. Like, whatever you happen to be donating to, whatever cosplayers you're supporting or asking for support, don't ask for support and provide it, or the people who you're asking to provide it, you know that they really can't sustain it. Like, don't lie, don't wreck yourself, don't wreck them. Don't become a fan. Like, this is a pretty straightforward thing, folks, but I think it needs to be said. I think it needs to be talked about, because I think there are things that people in this space just don't mention, and that is part of the season. There is something strange going on. Traps and the pitfalls and the uncomfortability, the things that we should not but still do inside of cosplay. You know, becoming a fan of a cosplayer, becoming a fan and carrying a torch for somebody, and you know, like, outside of, like, friends and collaborations, you know, like, really, like, you don't want to devalue yourself to the point where you're not doing anything for you. Like, there's no self-care. Like, you're giving so much and you're not receiving anything for yourself. There's just too much energy flowing out and nothing flowing back in. It's not sustainable. And really, you get into a space for yourself where you're comparing yourself to all of these other people who have different skill sets than you. And it's not that you don't have skills. It's not that you're not working on things. You are in a completely different space, and a completely different space in all of this than is the person next to you. Like, this is not a contest or a race. It's just a hobby for most people, and it's things that you put online in your own way. Like, whether it looks produced or not, whether you've created this look and feel or not, it is not easy to do. You are up against models and actors and designers. You know, there are people in this space who really belong in this space, who are really those creators, and they can really tell a story through a picture or a video. But that's not you necessarily. You're a dentist. You're a lawyer. You're a doctor. You're a customer service representative. You do something else with all of your time. Maybe you're a fitness instructor. I don't know. Whatever it is that you are, Whatever job you have, it's not really what you are. It's not who you are, but you know what I mean. Whatever occupies your time isn't modeling. Whatever occupies your time isn't design. Like, you don't have a workshop where you're, like, making all of these things and engineering and drawing schematics and getting into CAD and, like, you know any of that stuff. That isn't what you're doing. But don't devalue yourself. Don't devalue yourself. Like, put the value into yourself first. Value the things that you can create, the areas that you need to improve on. Think about you. Avoid the biggest trap of them all, which is this whole value-centric version of life that exists online that's becoming more and more and more consuming every single day that it's out there and there's so many more pitfalls and there's so much more irrelevance and there's so much more this and there's so much more that. There's so many talking heads. Like it's we can almost not keep up with it. It's just, well, whatever you're putting in front of my face today, like that's fine. It's seconds in some cases. It's not very well thought out. Those people who do, like, you spend hours and hours and hours putting all of your effort into these things just for a few seconds of interaction, and then it's gone in a flash. You know, you spend hours creating something, or you spend days or months even creating something that gets three pictures and it's gone. That isn't worth it. That is a huge trap. It's very devaluating. It's very demeaning. It doesn't really fulfill anyone, and you can't chase it. Like, just don't chase it, folks. If you're creating, create for the sake of doing it, for the sake of building the skills, for the sake of sharing with your people, whether they are close or not. Never think that because you're doing this against the other person who has a million followers or whatever the case is, that number one, you actually have to compete with them, and number two, that you two have to be on the same level and friends, or that if they are not, that there is something wrong with you, or that there's something wrong with them. That's not necessarily the case. Like, again, everybody has a life. Everybody does something differently. When you just jump in, especially as an adult, it's very hard to paddle upstream in something that's already kind of flowing downstream, right? Like, it's you, this person's already gone 25, 30 years down one road. And when there's enough momentum, even when you make a shift, like, there's enough momentum, getting involved with that can be very difficult. There's a high barrier to entry for people who didn't get there early, for people who really don't know that person in that space. You can't really think, or you can't really feel, that people are obligated to acknowledge you because you did one thing once, or because you've been there for a little while. You know, it can take years to really come to understand somebody, and even then, it can be gone in a flash. Like I said, the trust building and trust breaking are very, very different timelines. It takes a very long time to build trust. It takes a very short time to break it. So the fact that you have all of this going on and you really seek out that validation, which maybe that's what the season should be called. It should be called some validation. It is very hard to not just fall into. There are a lot of traps that we will just fall into, and we will go with the flow, or we will decide that we are going to compete with these people and we're going to be better than them. And that can be very motivating, but it can also be very destructive. So coming at something from that energy can also be very toxic and not good for the community, not good for yourself. So yes, you put yourself first, but not in a self-centered way. Not in a way that takes you away from cosplay, takes you away from the community, that closes you off, that gatekeeps, that makes all of these little hustles and cons the only thing in the space, that you're always just trying to get something out of someone else. It's not how you have to live your life, and certainly it's very hard to sustain. You build your friendships, but the more of that there is in you, cautious, but assertive, but friendly, it's a little bit of a strange dance, but in anything that you do online, especially in cosplay, because it can be very exposed. It can be very out in the open, you know, going to the cons and being online, and that, you know, and you can meet more easily people that you would interact with completely differently in an online space, and you meet them in real life, and that could be kind of scary. It could be kind of cool. It could be very not what you expected. There's just a lot of different outcomes from that, and generally people are not as receptive as they are online, or they just keep their distance in general. Like, they just, you know, but that's okay. Like, people don't have to like you. And that's really the problem. That's the problem with social media, is the whole reason it exists is you're trying to get people to like you. You're trying to get people to acknowledge you. And that isn't really the way that it has to be. You can just do your thing. Maybe you want to be a model. Maybe you want to be an actor. Maybe you want to get into design. Well, do that. Like, focus on that and see if that's really what you want to do, number one, and really what makes sense for you. Like, does this make sense? Or, you know, I can't be an NBA basketball player. I can't be an NFL quarterback. It doesn't make sense. But there are things that I can do. And does what I'm trying to do make sense for me? And that is where we're going to end it, folks. That is the episode. And that is the final episode and podcast of the week. We'll be back next week. Second to last official week for the season, friends. This is Scotty B with the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary saying bye-bye, everybody.